97.9 on the Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. I had a lot of fun reading a headline that just says, Newark Airport Authorities Remove Snake from Plane. There's all the posts about that you would fully expect to see. But today's feature trend story is actually...
Were most of them Newark Airport related? Because that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, that's where all the jokes are, for the Newark Airport,
certainly
obviously.
Nothing snakes on a plane related.
That's the punchline to most of my jokes.
Right.
The Newark Airport.
Of course.
See, I say that, and it feels kind of bad because, like, I purposefully fly into Newark instead of LaGuardia or JFK.
I mean, yes.
Like, that's the move.
That is the truly sad thing about New York airports is Newark is far and away your best option.
It really is.
There is no...
It's an easy train ride. Your experience is going to be better. You can hate on Jersey all you want. Newark is what you should do.
It's not close.
Yeah, yeah, not at all. Not a contest.
Yep.
Anyway, now that we've expressed our strong opinions on northern airports, today's feature trend story, and now that I'm having to say it out loud, I'm kind of wondering how I'm going to do this. I'm tempted to do the double L's as a Y, so Barilla pasta? Barilla? However,
I think it's Barilla.
Yeah.
Are we back on Barilla?
I mean, we are back on Barilla. Have we talked about this before?
No,
is this a thing
but
that we've discussed?
If you dig back into the ancient archives of chapelboro.com, you will find a column that one Aaron Keck wrote back in, I think, 2013 about Barilla being in the news for something or other, and that led me to try a whole bunch of different pastas.
See, in 2013, it's weird that that's your frame of reference. Man, if we don't get to my main story, I'm going to be mad about this.
Uh-huh.
In 2013, the chairman of the pasta company actually made the mistake of publicly coming out as against adoption by gay families.
That is what sparked the column, Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually has a happy ending. Did you know that?
I mean, he apologized later for it.
So he apologized. Not only did he apologize, but the pasta company as a whole, the board, I suppose, vote to override whatever soft policies that he had implemented, and now the Barilla Pasta Company specifically advocates and financially supports LGBTQ causes.
Oh, good for them.
Right? Like, that's kind of a happy ending. They were like, oh man, don't listen to that guy. Here is a few hundreds of thousands
that's
of dollars.
That's good, because Barilla pasta and the pasta sauce are good, and I like eating it. So
I mean, you and a lot of other people in the world,
yeah.
I was frankly shocked.
Now,
if
Chick-fil-A can get on that same train, then we'd be good to go.
I would love that. I would love for Chick-fil-A to get on that same train, but I don't think that's going to happen.
But you have a story.
I do. I do have a story. I was shocked at the market share that Barilla holds. This is a stranglehold on the pasta market. As many types of pasta as there are, Barilla sells roughly 25% of pasta globally, which is nuts. First off, and the story that sparked me talking about pasta in general is inspired by the Texas Pete lawsuit. It's not being in Texas, Maine, North Carolina, blah, blah, blah. This pasta company advertised themselves as Italy's number one brand of pasta. There's Italian flags and branding and all sorts of stuff. And they're getting sued currently because it's actually manufactured in Iowa and some other agriculture-friendly states, not using Italian wheat, just using pasta machinery, et cetera, et cetera. We're suing Barilla because it's not made in Italy. It's not Italy's number one pasta.
It is Italy's number one pasta because it's the number one pasta sold in Italy. Is that where we're going?
So they're an Italian company. First off, this is a nonsense lawsuit. Just because
I was going to say, I thought this guy was Italian.
A heavily Italian company founded in 1877. One of the first companies that brought industrial pasta making and drying into the modern marketplace. This is about as Italian as it gets, my guy. Just because they have a factory doesn't make it any less Italian. There are plenty of Honda products made in the United States. Those are still not American machines. Those are Hondas, baby. That's what those are.
I don't know. Go to Athens, Ohio, and tell them that.
I mean, it's cool that the factories are here. It's nice we don't have to ship it and waste all that logistical energy and heavy fuel oil on ships and whatnot. But yes, Barilla, despite what you may see in headlines and articles you don't read, is through and through an Italian pasta company. I just wanted to bring that up on trends. We're probably out of time, right?
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.